talking the last couple of days about Kaddish Derabanan, and really all of that was just a hakdama for the real halacha of Kaddish Derabanan. So what happens when you have 10 people who learn together? So generally we assume that you recite something which we call a Kaddish Derabanan. Says the Magen Avraham, being that you only recite it after the people learn, the Magen Avraham says you have to make sure that there are 10 people there at the time of the learning. Not that 10 people should show up after the learning is over, and then at the time of Kaddish they're going to answer. No, says the Magen Avraham, it's in Reish Lamed Daled, that the 10 people have to be there, b'shas the limud as well. So the Elia Rabbah writes that not only do we assume it has to be 10 gedolim who are together in order to be mechayiv in a Kaddish Derabanan, even if you have 10 children, 10 tinokos shel beis rabban that are all sitting together and learning Torah in a school, that's also enough for them to recite a Kaddish Derabanan, obviously as long as you have 10 gedolim who are there as well afterward to recite the Kaddish. But he says 10 ketanim alone would be enough to be mechayiv in a Kaddish, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's not right what we do nowadays. Sometimes you have somebody says a little mishnah, that he says, oh, let's get a minion together, and he tries to chop a bunch of people in after he's finished learning the mishnayos, try to get a bunch of people in to answer Kaddish, to answer Amen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not really correct to do that. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim as well, in Reish Lamed Daled, that it's not right when we daven mincha, and we start off with Ashrei, so sometimes, you know, people just walked out, people are coming in, but we want to start mincha on time. We want to start 2:45, which we never do here, I see. So we want to start mincha on time, so we make a klap, we start Ashrei, and we know that by the time we get up to Kaddish, people are going to come in. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's not right. You have to make sure there are 10 people present when you recite the Ashrei, otherwise you're not allowed to say Kaddish. The whole Kaddish that we recite before Ashrei, I'm sorry, before Shemona Esrei, is only because we recited the Ashrei, which was considered a Talmud Torah B'tzibur. That was a recitation of Psukim and Tehillim that was done with a Tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so what do you do? Let's say you said Ashrei and you didn't realize that there wasn't a minyan. Mishnah Berurah says, simple. Now you just say some Kapitel Tehillim out loud in front of everyone else. You say Shir Malas Mima Makim, or whatever it might be, and that's going to be enough to be Mechayiv in a Kaddish, and that will be fine to say Kaddish afterward. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, what's the din? If you have a minyan in the shul, let's say after the 7:30 minyan here, they always have a minyan in the shul wrapping up the tefillin. Somebody's learning Mishnayos, they happen to be learning Mishnayos Negayim. Most people in the shul are not interested in Negayim, so most people are not paying attention. So you have 2-3 people paying attention. Everybody else, even though there's way more than minyan, is not paying attention at all. So can you recite a Kaddish Derabanan if only 2-3 people are learning, but they're learning in the presence of a tzibur? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out to the Maskana and the Bir Halacha that yes, one would be allowed to recite a Kaddish Derabanan even though only 2 people were learning, but as long as it was done in the presence of a tzibur, that would be good enough. Now that's a big discussion in the Achronim, however, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha comes out lahakel in that case. So it says the Ben Yehoyada, we said yesterday the reason why we call the Kaddish Derabanan so chaviv to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, why don't we say the Kaddish itself, why do we say just the Amin Yehoshmei Rabba is considered so chaviv to our Kaddish Baruch Hu? So the Mefarshim said the reason why is because in Amin Yehoshmei Rabba it's a time when we put ourselves on the side. The rest of Kaddish we're asking for our own Bakashas, Tiskabel Tzelos and Rosan, Yehoshlam Ram and Shemaya. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things for ourselves, but Amin Yehesh Merab is when we focus solely on giving Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and therefore we consider that to be the most Chaviv, more so than the rest of the parts of Kaddish. Well, that's the Ben Yehoyada, if that's true, so then why is it that we have such a special significance when it comes to the Kaddish Derabanan that we recite after we learn? Don't we say Amin Yehesh Merab and all the Kaddishim that we say throughout the day? Every Kaddish that we say in Davening is always going to have an Amin Yehesh Merab. So why is it that this is considered so chaviv? Why does the Gemara say in Sota Daf Mem Tes that this is what keeps the world standing? What's so special about this one more so than any other, if really the highlight is the Amin Yehesh Merab, which we recite in every other Kaddish as well? Says the Ben Yehoyada, the answer is because this Kaddish is said mitoch simcha haba mitoch limud ha'agada. Because we're so excited, because we love the Torah that we just learned, and because we're so happy and satisfied with everything we just accomplished, and now we go ahead and recite a Kaddish, we're going to be so much more excited when we're Mekaddish Hashem after an experience like that. That's more so than after a regular experience of Tefillah. Therefore, says the Ben Yehoyada, this Kaddish is considered more Chaviv than any other Kaddish, even though it's the same Amin Yehesh Merabah that we recite here as we recite in any other Kaddish throughout the day. Says the El Yerabah, why did this come on and take the title of Kaddish Derabanan? Where did it come from? We know all of Kaddish is Derabanan, so we should say everything is Kaddish Derabanan. So why do we call this specifically Kaddish Derabanan? 2 reasons. Number 1, says the Al Yeraba, why do we call it Kaddish Derabanan? Because we are mispalel for the Rabbanan v'Talmideon. At the end of the Kaddish Derabanan, we say Hashem should take care of the Rabbanan v'Talmideon v'Talmidei Talmideon, and therefore it's called Kaddish Derabanan. Reason number 2 is, says the Al Yeraba, because Kaddish Derabanan is something that's said on Torah Shebal Peh. After we learn Torah Shebal Peh, we go ahead and we recite a Kaddish, so therefore it's called Kaddish Derabanan. What happens if somebody who's not learning together with the Tzibur, let's say you have a minyan learning together, L'chatchila, that's the way it's supposed to be, then you recite a Kaddish. What if you have someone who is not learning together with the tzibur and he runs in right after the tzibur has finished learning and he wants to recite the Kaddish because he's a chiyuv, he's an avil. So maybe we should allow him to recite the Kaddish even though he wasn't there, says the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. Yes, even though you didn't learn with us, because the point of the Kaddish is that we should recite some, we should be mis'alu, mis'kaddish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, after the tzibur daven, after the tzibur learned together. So what does it matter if you were here or you weren't here? In the end of the day, as long as the Kaddish is recited and people who are learning answer that Kaddish, that's going to be sufficient. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein takes issue with that point and he says, not so simple. Says Rav Moshe in Yerodeh Chelek Dalet as follows. Hine, alamiras bama madlikin shumet dvarim shekol hatzibur omrin, says Rav Moshe. When you have bama madlikin on Friday night, which is a Talmud Torah b'tzibur, everybody says it together as part of the Nusach HaTfilah. V'chein Pirkei Avos b'mekoma shekol hatzibur omrim zeh, you have some communities where they say Pirkei Avos b'tzibur. Shabbos afternoon, everyone recites it together. Afilah Pirkei Ezeh Mekoma shel omrim kodem hatfila, or Ezeh Mekoma, which we know is part of the Seder HaTfilah, it's supposed to be at least. Afsha Harbi Misachron Lavo, says the Rav Moshe, even though many people come late, it turns out that they don't say Ezeh Mekoma, they don't say Bama Madlikin, or they don't say the Pirkei Avos. Still, he says, Shayach Lahashivan Milom De Hatzibur. Still, we can consider you like one of the Lom De Hatzibur. Why? Because you identify with this Tzibur, and the Tzibur has in the Siddur that you're supposed to say Ezeh Mekoma. Tzibur has in the Siddur you're supposed to recite Pirkei Avos now. So therefore, even if you may have missed it, we still consider you as part of the tzibur, and you would be allowed to recite the Kaddish after the tzibur finishes learning it. However, he says, when it comes to other things, when it comes to our belimut shaloshayach tzibur, let's say you have a daf yomi shir. So that's not something that's part of the ritual of the day. Yes, many people have it as part of the ritual, but we can't say that the tzibur took it upon themselves that everyone has to learn the daf yomi. It's not true. We know there's a group of people who have taken it upon themselves. So in such a case, says Rav Moshe, if you have a chabur that learns on a Shabbos afternoon, or you have a daf yomi that meets every morning, if you were not one of the lomdim, if you were not one of the people who was learning together with them, you cannot be the one to recite the Kaddish after they finish learning. Now this is a big chiddush. This is connected what the Bir Halacha's maskan is. Rav Moshe's mechalik between different limud hatzibur. When did the Bir Halacha say that even an outside party who was not there for the learning is allowed to recite the Kaddish Durabanan? That's only when we're talking about something which is kavua, which is part of the tefillah, like Enke Lokenu, like Ezeh Mekoma, like Pirkei Avos, something like that, Bama Madlikin. However, when you talk about something which is not part of the ritual, which is not part of the Seder HaTfilah, for example, the Daf Yomi Shir or the Gemara Shir Shabbos afternoon, then if you were not present for the Limud HaTorah itself, you would not be allowed to be the one to recite the Kaddish. So this is an interesting machlokes, Rav Moshe and the Bir Halacha, and each community has to figure out what to do on their own. Now the question arises, do you really have to say Rav Chananya Mer Akashia Omer after you learn? Let's say you have a Halacha Shir. You don't say any Dibri Agada. So do you really have to say a Dvar Agada at the end of the Halacha in order to be Mechayev Kaddish, or can you say the Dibri Torah alone, even though you didn't say any Dvar Agada, the Dibri Torah alone can be Mechayev in the Kaddish? I don't think so. I don't know. You're saying it's part of the Seder HaTfilah. Could be. I don't know.
For an Akavu Shir, does a person have to be there from the beginning? Or even if he comes?
No. As long as you're there for part of the Talmud Torah, it's good enough. But the Magen Avraham writes, what's the halacha? Do you have to say a Dvar Agada specifically, or can you just rely on the Divrei Torah that were said in the Shir? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Rambam that you only say Kaddish Durabanan when you say a Dvar Agada. And therefore he says, this is why the Minig develops, says the Magen Avraham, that after we say Bama Malikim, we end it off when we say Talmidei Chachamim Marim Shalom Ba'olam. We say that Dvar Agada in order to be Mechayiv in a Kaddish afterward. And similarly, when we say Ein Kelokeinu, we only recite the Kaddish afterward because at the end of Ein Kelokeinu, at the end of Pitim Haktoros, we recited also Talmidei Chachamim Marim Shalom Ba'olam. That's the reason why it's in there. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, he says, this is why Ezeh Mekoma. How do we recite a Kaddish after Ezeh Mekoma? There's no Dvar Agada there. So he says, no, when we say Yehi Ratzon Sheyibana Beis Hamikdash, that's already considered enough of a Dvar Agada, and that can be Mechayiv in the Kaddish Durabanan afterwards. So that's the way we explain it. The Rambam, in the end of his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, writes the same thing, that it's only Omrim Kaddish ala Mishnah. We don't say Kaddish on the Mishnah, Ela al Ha'agada Sha'amar Mar. You only say it on a Dvar Agada, as the Lashon of the Mishnah is in Sota Daf Mem Tes, that the world stands on Yeheshmei Rabba Da'agadita. The world stands on the Kaddish, which is recited after a Dvar Agada. The Gemara does not use a Lashon of after a Dvar Halacha. However, the Rambam himself, in the Yad HaChazaka, in Hilchos Tefillah, this is the third time we're pointing this out in one day, that the Rambam is not always so clear what exactly he meant. He has many different svarim, and it's not clear exactly what was written first, what was written second. But over here, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah in the Yad HaChazakah, Kaddish, Kol Asur Yisrael Lo Yosef Shoskim B'Torah Shebal Peh, says the Rambam. If you have 10 people who are Oskim B'Torah Shebal Peh, he doesn't say specifically a Dvar Agada. If you have 10 people who are Oskim B'Torah Shebal Peh, Afilu B'Midrash Oso B'Hagadus, the Rambam says, all the Gemara meant to say is, Afilu B'Midrash Oso B'Hagadus. You'll say, oh, if you're only giving a shir on Ein Yaakov, you're only giving a shir on a Gadata, you're only saying a Drasha, it's not real Talmud Torah. Real Talmud Torah is when you learn Shulchan Aruch, says the Rambam, yeah. But you should know, even though the real Talmud Torah is when you're learning serious Torah, serious Halacha, says the Rambam, even when you have a Drasha, even when you have a Agada, you also will recite a Kaddish, and that's what the Gemara means to point out over here, that not only do you recite a Kaddish when you learn a real Lamdash Hashir, a real Halacha Shir, but you recite a Kaddish also, even after a Dvar Agada, even after a Dvar Halacha, and in fact, the Bir Halacha comes to this conclusion, and he says, even after you finish learning Torah Shebal Peh, and you didn't recite any Dvar Agada, that would also be good enough to be mechayiv in a kaddish. Now, the question arises, what do you have if a person, everybody, let's say for argument's sake, everybody who is at the shir has parents, and there's nobody in the room who's missing a parent. So would you be allowed to recite the kaddish if generally the minig is that you don't recite kaddish if you have parents who are alive, Baruch Hashem? So that's the question. So in fact, when we talk about a kaddish yosem in the first place, this is something that the Gemara doesn't mention, that a child should say kaddish for the parents, something the Rambam does not mention at all. I think the first place he finds it, the Achronim writer, is Rav Amram Gon, who was one of the Gaonim, who says that perhaps we should have this idea of reciting a Kaddish Yosem after the parent passes away, that will be an Aliyas Neshama. So the Achronim have a discussion, what's the halacha if one's parents are still alive? Is one allowed to recite a Kaddish or not? So the Rivash, as quoted in the Raman or Achaim, the Rivash says that even somebody who has a father and a mother is still able to say a Kaddish Yosom im einam makpidim, if the parents are not makpid. But let's say the person's parents has heebie-jeebies. They get nervous that the kid is going to start saying Kaddish. Oh, I don't know what's going on here. It's making me nervous. Then the indication is from the Ramah that the child would not be allowed to recite a Kaddish. Now, what is the Ramah referring to? So the Ramah is referring to voluntary Kaddishim. But let's say they ask me to be the Shliach Tzibur. Let's say they ask me to be the Shliach Tzibur. My father said, I get nervous when you say the Kaddish. I don't like it when you say Kaddish. So when I'm the Shliach Tzibur, so in the middle of davening, the Kaddish before Baruch Hu, I should have somebody else say the Kaddish? Of course not. The Ramah doesn't mean that. The Ramah only means for voluntary Kaddishim, let's say a Kaddish Yosem after Aleinu, we would assume that somebody who has parents and the parents are Makbid, that child should not recite the Kaddish. The Pischei Tshuva writes in Yarmadeya, however, when he discusses the halach of Kaddish, Pischei Tshuva says, when it comes to the Kaddish Derabbanan after the learning, that's not included at all in this din of not reciting when the parents are alive. Why is that? Because obviously this is something that's recited that's not connected at all to a Kaddish Yosem. This is said a Kaddish which is special, not for an Ilu Neshama, but rather it's said to be Mala Kaddish Baruch Hu's name. After we do a Liman HaTorah, we should go ahead and say an Amin Yehishmei Rabbah as well. There's actually an interesting discussion, and that is we know that when it comes to Kaddish, the child is supposed to stop reciting the Kaddish after 11 months. Why is that? Because really, the whole reason to say the Kaddish is because to save the person from Gehenim. And the maximum amount of time someone can have a Gehenim is only 12 months. So we don't want to say our parent is a real Rasha, so I'm going to recite the Kaddish for 12 months, and we recite only 11 months in order to show we don't think that our parent is such a Rasha. There's no way that they're going to be suffering for 12 months straight, so we stop after 11 months. So the Achronim have a din, what's the halacha? If a person is after 11 months, and now somebody needs to say a Kaddish Derabbanan after the Talmud Torah, after the Shir. So would you say, the same way they don't recite a Kaddish Yosem after 11 months, then they also should not recite a Kaddish Derabbanan after the Shir? It looks like a bizarion to the parent. Or do you say, no, this Kaddish is totally different. This is not connected at all to the regular Kaddish Yosem that the Avo recites, and therefore, it might not be an issue at all. Now, we have an issue also that comes up all the time, and this is a Kaddish that we find by Kaddish Yosem and both by Kaddish Derabbanan as well. Are two people allowed to recite Kaddish at the same time or not? So the Yavetz writes in his Siddur, famous Siddur that the Yavetz penned, the Yavetz was the son of the Chacham Tzvi. So the Yavetz writes in his Siddur, well, we know that the Svardim all over the world have the Minig, that they all recite Kaddish together, it's never a problem, so why don't we follow Minig of the Svardim? We can also say two people together. Chaim Volozhiner said, no, it's also to say two Kaddishim, two people to say Kaddish at the same time. Why? Because he said, Trei kolu lo mishtamai. We can't pay attention properly when you have two people trying to do the same thing. It's going to get everyone mixed up, everyone confused. And therefore, Reb Chaim Volozhiner was of the opinion that only one person should be designated as saying the Kaddish and will take turns. So the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva discusses this and he says, well, what do you lose? Let's say everyone's going to pay attention. What's the big deal? So let everyone pay attention. And there's no problem. Let two people say Kaddish. Says the Chassam Sofer, no. Because the reason why you recite the Kaddish is because you want to bring an Eli for the Neshama. So the Chassam Sofer says, if you're going to have two people reciting the Kaddish at the same time, so you're taking away, so to speak, from my Eli Neshama that I want to give to my parent. You're going to give for your parent, I'm going to give for mine. Half the people are answering to your Kaddish, half are answering to mine. Says the Chassam Sofer, it sort of limits the power of my Kaddish, of being Ma'ala, the Neshama of my relative. Interesting Chassam Sofer. However, the Binyan Sion, who is Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, the Aruch Laner, writes in his Tshuvas also, he weighs in on this issue, and he says, well, even though Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that you're allowed to say Kaddish two people at the same time, because look, the Svardim always did it, the Svardim continue to do it, so you'll say, why don't we do it also? Says the Binyan Sion, it's not a good proof from the Svardim. Why? Because he says the Svardim daven the whole tefillah out loud together. Everyone knows they say the Psuk of the Zimra together, and they know how to follow along. When the leader is saying something, they all know how to follow along. Ashkenazim, who are not used to this, so when it comes to Kaddish, everyone starts whenever they want, everyone finishes whenever they want, and nobody's in sync with each other. Says the Binyan Sion, you can't bring a proof from the fact that the Svardim have more than one person saying the Kaddish at one time. That won't be a riot to the Ashkenazim, who are not accustomed to following a leader when it comes to davening together. Anyway, obviously, whatever minig you have, whether two people say at once or one person says at a time, the designated person, obviously the best thing would be if everyone gets together, all the people who are saying Kaddish, even if you have more than one saying at a time, they should all stand near each other, and this way they can have it in sync, and everyone will answer, the Tzibur will be able to answer together. Let's just close. The Shibali Aleket writes, when we talk about a Kaddish Dirabbanan, the Shibali Aleket writes, why is it that we say this Kaddish after the Limud? The Fisha Ein, Teva Vein, Os Batorah, says the Shibali Aleket. Every word of Torah, every letter of Torah, she'ein ba shem hamafurish yotzei mimena. Every single word of Torah has the shem Hashem coming forth from it. An incredible insight. And he says, "Masha'ein anu yodim," we can't even fathom, we can't even understand what that means. That every single word of Torah that we study together, that we learn, has the shem Hashem coming out of it. Lachein nagu l'kadish Hashem. And he says, therefore, we have developed the practice, the minig, to be mekadish es Hashem, kivin shehizkiru Hashem omrim yizgadu v'yizgadish shmei rabba. Since every word of Torah that we recited had oodles and oodles of Shem Hashem coming forth from it, so therefore after we're done with the Talmud Torah, we're going to go ahead and be mis'alu, mis'kadish, shmei yisparach. That's what the Kaddish Derabbanan is all about. I guess that being said, we can now recite the Kaddish Derabbanan.